So I want to talk about the codependency today. So in almost every show, we get a call about codependency. It's somebody who's stuck with an adult kid or a spouse, and they're in this cycle. Now, what keeps people stuck is fear. It's fear the other person will either hurt themselves, become homeless, commit suicide, hurt another person, get deeper into the addiction, or go back to their affair partner. Now, you see the commonality here. Mm-hmm. It's fear what the other person will do, what the taker will do if the giver doesn't keep rescuing. Mm. Now, when fear drives the bus, it doesn't take us to the destination of recovery. Now, I'm not promoting this show here, but it's something that stuck in my memory that I saw a few years ago as a good illustration. It was an old episode of The Simpsons where Homer's trying to get a soda can out of a vending machine. It doesn't fall, so he sticks his arm up in there to try and reach it, and his arm gets stuck. And the fire department come out, and after a while, they say, Homer, one of them says, Homer, is your arm stuck because you won't let go of the soda can? Mm-hmm. And obviously, that's what's happening. And this is the good illustration, is because people are stuck in codependency. They're chained to their circumstance because they refuse to let go of the outcome, even though they actually have no control over the outcome. So there's an acronym how the taker keeps the giver codependent, and it's called FOG, and that stands for fear, obligation, and guilt. And that's how they keep that person stuck in the cycle of codependency. Now, often the growth for the person who's the addict or the taker, that only happens when we allow the crisis to occur. Mm-hmm. Alice, you shared on a show last week that oftentimes you've seen it's only when someone was actually made homeless or whatever the circumstance happened that they actually changed. Now, 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God did not give us a spirit of fear and timidity, but a power, love, and self-discipline." So what does it look like to act from a place of love rather than fear? Well, we need to change our thinking. There's 3 C's of dealing with an addict in Alcoholics Anonymous, and the 3 C's of this: I didn't cause it, I can't control it, I can't cure it. And they also have something called the 5 G's of dealing with an addict, and this is about taking an action. This is where the power, love, and self-discipline comes in. The 5 G's stands for get off their back, so stop trying to fix it, help them, tell them what they need to do. Get out of their way, don't put yourself in a situation where they're going to be reactive and you're going to get hurt. Give them to God, get to a meeting, and this is for yourself, to work on your own recovery for your part in the codependency cycle, and then get on with your life. Accept that it may not get better. It's out of your control. So if you're struggling, my encouragement to listeners are, if you're struggling with this, give us a call today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Come to our website. We got resources that can help you with this.
Yep.
Brian, could I comment on what
you
Mark
may.
Shared with
yes.
us? Because I was thinking that when parents know they've been imperfect and then their adult child struggles with any of the things Mark was listing out, because of parental imperfection, we can feel responsible. Well, it's my fault my child is struggling with addiction because we divorced, because we were too angry in the home. And so I have to keep rescuing to make up for what I did wrong.
Right.
And there are hints of truth to that, because our parental behavior influences our children's health, but we're not responsible for them. We're responsible to them. But when parents are willing to clean up their side of the street, make apologies, make admissions to their adult children who are struggling, it does help in the healing process on both sides. So I want to give the reassurance to you parents that it's right to look at what you did. It's right to make apologies. But then we have to make this separation that Mark is describing to us, that to truly love our children well, we need that tough love. We need to allow consequences to occur.
And that's the obligation and the guilt in that FOG acronym that keeps people rescuing.